My name is Ron Willoughby, and I live in North Haverhill, New Hampshire. I don't want to be redundant and go into all of the reasons why people oppose Northern Pass, but if you went to any of the scoping hearings, if you've driven on Route 3 from Groveton to Pittsburgh, if you have read the newspapers, if you have looked at the petitions and everything else that have been drawn up, the letters that were sent to the Canadian government, the resolutions in the towns that opposed it, etc. I have never seen in my 71 years anything in this state that has generated as much opposition as Northern Pass. Whether or not burying the lines will be a good thing, I don't know. I really can't speak to that. But I can tell you that I currently have a national grid line that crosses my property. It carries 1 million volts of electricity. And there's no question of the fact that all of the reasons that have been brought out here against Northern Pass do apply, whether it's the magnetic field or the scars on the landscape or the decreased property values or whatever. They're all true, in spite of what the other people say. I do hope that the moratorium will go into effect. My concern is that somehow or other, because money speaks, that Northern Pass will be able to sneak something through. If this moratorium is not in effect and prior to the report of your commission, I hope that you will listen to everyone in the North Country and not just push us under the bus, which usually happens. Anybody north of Concord is the other state of New Hampshire. But at any rate, I'm very concerned about this, as is everyone else. And if you're not, then the only thing I can say is if you have a transmission line over your head, you will be concerned. And the one that I have with National Grid is a baby compared to the one that they're proposing in terms of the height of the towers, the width of the strip, etc. So I urge you to put that moratorium in place and think very carefully before you approve anything concerning this transmission line. Thank you.
Thank you.